This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's commonly said that by now, almost anybody should have enough information to make a decision about the presidential race. But don't try to tell that to Jim Galonia.
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I'm still undecided, but I've been like right now, probably the last, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like a reed blowing in the wind.
Jim Galonia is an undecided voter. He's 51 years old, a steel worker in Steubenville, Ohio. We first met him in July as we spoke to voters in a critical swing state. Galonia voted for George W. Bush in 2000, but was not sure who to favor this time. He was concerned about the economy and also concerned about John Kerry. This fall, Jim has been struggling to stay awake for the presidential debates, which is not easy since he goes to work early at the steel mill. When we spoke again a few days ago, Galonia was still gathering information.
You know, I've changed my mind probably a dozen times.
What are some things that have caused you to blow one way or the other in the wind?
Well, listening to different things like, say, the war, when the real bad stuff's happening, you know, lack of troops, that one group of troops didn't want to go in to bring in supplies or something.
There were 19 soldiers who refused to go on a supply mission because
yes.
They said they were inadequately supplied themselves.
Right, right. And it's like, gee, what's going on? And it was getting frustrating.
And that makes you lean toward Kerry when
right.
You hear something like
that. Right. Yeah, that's one example there. Yeah.
What's something that makes you lean toward President Bush or has made?
Well, some of the comments Kerry made I really didn't like the insignificant small coalition, small number of troops to help out. Because I'm Polish, and that really hit hard because those Polish people are really good fighters. And I thought, whoa, that was really, really a bad statement. That I didn't care for.
That's interesting to hear you say that because that's something that President Bush has chosen to emphasize in his speeches, accusing John Kerry of denigrating the coalition of countries that are participating. That's something that resonates for you.
Yes, it does, because Mr. Kerry's talking about, you know, getting more allies or however he's going to do this, and you can't, you know, slam these other guys who've really been fighting all that time.
Can you describe the ways that you're gathering information about the campaign?
Well, newspaper, TV, you know, the news channels.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm trying to lift this veil, I call it, of taking things out of context from the news media. You know, they just give you bits and pieces. They don't explain why this candidate said this and why they didn't say that. Then when Cheney mentioned about that factcheck.com, which was org, I thought, you know what, let's see how accurate this is. So I start getting on the web a little bit on that. So that's where I start picking up, I felt like a little bit of a veil is starting to lift from all this, you know, hype, I call it, I guess.
Just based on the studying you've done, if we went through some issues, say, for example, Iraq, how would you put in a sentence or two the difference between Bush and Kerry on Iraq?
I think Kerry would probably have exit strategy, defined one, where Bush is, I think, if I recall properly, he said, as long as it takes, which is a very general term. But far as getting out of Iraq, I think there's a difference that Kerry seems to want to set a timetable. Now, how he's going to do it, I don't know.
What about the economy? What's the difference you see between the two of them on the economy?
Bush, he's stagnant. I'm not hearing much from him. I didn't like Bush's answer. I think it was a third debate. Every time Kerry put him on a spot about jobs and the economy, he kept saying, we got to educate the kids. He threw off on that answer, you know, and I'm thinking, well, what about me? If I'm going to lose my job, I'm 51 years old. I don't feel like going back to school again, especially in a totally different trade if mine no longer exists.
Because you've said that you're undecided, let me ask this. Is there another issue that's important to you or a quality of character that's important to you that is pulling you back toward President Bush?
Well, President Bush is really, the guy's got a heart. I mean, a big heart. He seems genuinely sincere in what he wants to do, but he has a very stubborn, hot-headed attitude, too. I watched him on the debates, okay? And, I mean, he doesn't seem to like people to say, you're wrong, or I don't like what you did. And Kerry, he also seems he has a heart there, too, to help the country. But he seemed to remain a lot calmer.
Steelworker Jim Galonia is watching the presidential campaign from Steubenville, Ohio. Now, it is said that a poll is a snapshot of public opinion, And what we've just heard could be considered a one-day snapshot of Jim Galonia. He was leaning slightly to John Kerry on the day that we spoke, though he says that it is not too late for him to lean the other way again.